Washington's legislature avoided any government shutdown by passing a state operating budget. They also have approved a transportation revenue package, emergency drought relief funding, and more. There's still more work to do, but one local lawmaker already says the Spokane area will benefit greatly from the budgeting. Representative Marcus Richelli says the transportation revenue package alone has over $1 billion for Spokane County. It funds the North Spokane Corridor to completion, the U District Pedestrian Bridge, Medical Lake Interchange, and starts the Central City Line. Richelli calls it fantastic.
Make sure that our farmers can get their goods to port, make sure that commerce is moving, it'll reduce pollution, and we'll get the North Spokane Corridor finally to I-90.
But criticism of the package is on the fact that it hinges on a gas tax increase that will start to go up in August. In the $38 billion state operating budget, lawmakers put significant money towards K-12 education, mental health programs, and exciting to Richelli, the WSU Medical School proposal and UW WAMI program in Spokane.
A regional group of stakeholders made sure that it was important to have medical education funded for both institutions, and that's what happens when people work together.
The legislature is still in session. The operating budget hinges on passage of another bill that would halt the voter-approved class size reductions. Democrats in the Senate opposed that suspension this week, but both parties in the House voted to pass it. Richelli says he does support smaller class sizes, but in his opinion, they didn't have the revenue to fund that voter initiative.
We need to make sure they understand the full costs associated. So I'm a supporter of saying how much will this likely cost and having that show up on the ballot, and also what is your funding source.
Lawmakers are taking a break for the holiday weekend and could get back to work next week or later. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.